you, Sue. So now moving on to agenda paper 11. This paper analyses comments on the committee's tentative agenda decision that was published in March about whether IFRS 16, IAS 38 or neither standard applies in accounting for a particular subsurface rights contract. The committee received 8 comment letters by the comment letter deadline, and those are reproduced in Appendix B of the paper. All respondents agreed with the committee's decision not to add this matter to its standard setting agenda, and that was for the reasons that were outlined in the tentative agenda decision. However, the Canadian Accounting Standards Board did express concerns about the outcome of the tentative agenda decision, and Deloitte also suggested an editorial clarification. The respondents' comments, together with our analysis and recommendation, are discussed in paragraphs 14 to 21 of the paper. And based on that analysis, we recommend finalising the agenda decision with no changes. So Appendix A sets out the proposed wording for the final agenda decision. With reference then to the question on page 6, we'd like to ask whether you agree with our recommendations.
Anybody want to comment? In which case, can I get a show of hands from the committee on whether you agree with the staff's recommendation to finalise the agenda decision as set out in the appendix? All right, so now we're changing the order slightly from the original plan, and we're moving now to agenda paper 13.
May I ask a question that has not, it's a formal question that has nothing to do. On the previous paper, we discussed there is a sentence, and I showed that in many papers. We received 8 comment letters by the comment letter deadline. When you specify such a sentence, does it mean that you've received some comment letters, but you were unable to consider those?
Yes, okay. That's what...
And when you're not referring to such a sentence, it means that you receive no comment letter after the comment letter deadline.
At the time the paper is posted.
Yep.
Yeah, so what it means is it's trying to make clear that in the paper, as I explained, we've analysed any comment letters received by the comment letter deadline. Any comment letters which we then label as late comment letters are made available on the website, Mary, so to the extent they're received after the deadline but before the meeting, they're all made available on the website, and as I say, we consider them, but they're not analysed in the paper.
But I think that if I understood Bertrand's question, yeah, it was a more subtle question.
That's
than
right.
That. So do we only use those words by the deadline? If does that mean that there were some received,
yes,
after the deadline?
Yes. Okay. So that's sort of an indication that there are more to look
at. So wait, you always use such a sentence, it's the case.
Yeah.
When you do not use the sentence, it means that you did not receive any comment letter after the comment letter deadline.
That's what we did this time. If you find that helpful, we'll continue.
Yeah,
if you think we should do something different, then that's...
No, that's very fine. Maybe could you, in addition to that, highlight the number of letters received after the comment deadline and
by
that you did not consider...
By the time the paper's posted.
Yeah, that can...
Because there's always a risk there'll be later ones after the paper's posted, obviously, because you get the paper, you know, at least a week in advance.
Then you say before the issuance of the paper. No.
Yep. Good opportunity to remind anyone listening that it's really important we get stuff by the deadline. So we're trying to be prompt in our analysis and to improve timeliness, and so we need help to do that.